Okay. My name is Alex Washburn, and I'm the chief urban designer over the city planning. Whatever you do in a city, it's ultimately the public space that's judged. And that's judged from the point of view of the pedestrian. Pedestrians come first, and then I think bikes, and then we accommodate cars. But, you know, look around you. It's way, way too many travel lanes. Now, that's an intuitive judgment on my part. I'm not a traffic engineer, but part of what I do is to bring a kind of urban common sense back to these problems that have become hyper-technicalized. You don't let the engineers decide based on a single variable that's optimized. The goal should be set by the community, and through the community, the political process is a reflection of that. But to see the perspective of each of the adjoining communities, my guess is that the goal would be very similar amongst all of them, but that the perspective of how to get to that goal of a center of community would be different. I mean, this project has multiple communities, city scale in its technical urbanism. It's hard to define community at that scale, but you can define community at the scale of one neighborhood, another neighborhood, that neighborhood, neighborhood over there. What this plaza does from a community standpoint, or should do, it doesn't now physically, but is unite a whole bunch of communities and become the place within the community that you would come to and mingle with other communities. And yet, the way it is now, it's savaged by traffic lanes. Anything that happens has to work politically, in the broadest sense, has to work financially, and it has to work from a design point of view. And nothing happens in the city unless those three coalesce and align. I mean, I would have liked to have seen some entries that did not show just the plan view and then the bird's eye perspective, but more obviously integrated the points of view of the adjacent communities, and then figured out where those community, how the jigsaw puzzle would fit into a slightly larger definition of community, and on and on, a sort of a series of nested communities that you have to find how that works. I mean, it's certainly not easy. I mean, that's something that Amanda Burden, who I work for, is wonderful about, and listening to the community. The whole apparatus of city planning is very much set up through the borough offices to integrate with the community. And they're, you know, they're dedicated staff that try to learn, understand, talk with a lot. And that's constantly changing feedback, constantly changing kaleidoscope of characters. But if you take that as a goal, you can integrate it into something that hopefully gets reflected by the physical design of what you pick. Architecture is a tool of building cities. And that lesson is not often taught. As good as the architecture is, what you remember about the place is the public space. I'll tell you what I would like not to see. I would like not to see so many cars in so much space around them. There are ways of bringing traffic through, but everything now is done at the expense of the pedestrian. The situation here is one of, you know, like a pedestrian is like a polar bear stuck on an ice floe here. It's awful. Meanwhile, every car from every direction has its own light, its own turning lane, it's sort of pampered existence. You know, look at the park we have here. This is one of the top parks in the world. And this is the front door? I mean, cars stopped in the intersection around like that. I don't quite get it, and I also don't see why young designers seem to acquiesce to traffic as a given. That traffic engineering circa 1950 is a given of how we have to build 21st century cities. It's absolutely untrue from a common sense point of view. And one of the most interesting proposals actually did that, where it sort of made a series of smaller scale parks around the perimeter and then linked them into the center. And that was a nice transitional step. You know, competitions are wonderful things. I think they open up the dialogue completely, to the point, obviously, of certain absurdity and certain responses, but you kind of expect that. But the point is they fracture the shell of the they. And it opens up the workings of the process of how it's done, and an analysis of the proper scale at which to approach the problem. I think design competitions, ideas competitions, are wonderful things to have. And they simply bring more ideas onto the table, which will typically bring more points of view to the table, which is another way of identifying community interests. What we do in the urban design, in my sort of small part of the planning department, is we draw. We draw and draw and draw. We sketch perspectives. I typically like to do things from the pedestrian perspective. And I think something where we're very helpful is we bring a very informed eye to what this will feel like, the massings, the zonings, the heights, the setbacks, what it will feel like to somebody on the street, and we're able to articulate it through drawings very quickly. Just hand sketches or even some computer models. And it gives you a sense within the department, with our clients, of what the possibilities can be. Well, and remember, drawing is analysis. Drawing for an architect, for a designer, is like reading. So, you just, enough with the words, draw, 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 and you'll soak up the space, and also you'll start creating a language to communicate with the people around you, whether they're your colleagues or in the department or the community or private applicants. And I think once you get to that common language, it's amazing how quickly you can come to a consensus, because it's a visual thing, and you know when you get it. I do. There's a lot more visualization going on. The techniques of visualization are much more powerful. There's a insalubrious use of that, which is, of course, to pick the one perspective where it does look good. But in dealing with that kind of back and forth, it obviously helps to have a staff well-versed in how these perspectives are generated and rendered, so that you can analyze and strip away some of the kind of advertising layers and get down to the bones of the issue.
And what about on the part of stakeholders? Do you find a visual literacy around?
Yeah, I find that they're getting... Well, I think that's the one critical point, is how you link the neighborhood to the surrounding part, the berm to the center to the great park here. And if you can make those links, those nodal links, you will start seeing the whole operating in a much more complex way than we've ever imagined. And you'll see the whole woven together and starting to operate at a different scale. Because here at the local scale, we're trying to make tiny scale, things like these little pavilions, the coffee cart we talked about earlier, a bike stand. These tiny little nodes start to mesh and to have connections to other tiny nodes. The berm over there, a particular tree that's very beautiful. Be able to experience these episodes while doing so, traversing a larger scale plan, and ultimately plugging into the largest scale park here, and making scalar transitions through what seem like otherwise pedestrian moves. And a successful design will weave those scales so that you don't even realize it. And yet, you'll have everything from the experience of stopping to smell a rose, as to understanding your role in the New York metropolis. And if you can do that, you've made a very great public space.